Welcome back. Holy, I sounded like a horse or a goat. I'm not too sure. Anyway, welcome back to my podcast. Welcome, my friends. Oh, it is another lovely rainy fall afternoon in this little town in Ontario. So, a couple things. There's always a couple things, I feel like. I want to talk about kind of like coming into your own power and, you know, maybe recognizing that you have the abilities to get the places you want to get, you know, without always constantly looking for like reassurance from other people or other trainers or, you know, like, and not even relevant to horses. I just mean in my day-to-day life and maybe your day-to-day life, this is something you struggle with, but one, just constantly looking for like approval from other people, like, you know, and the people pleasing kind of goes along with that as well. And I think that can get us into a really sticky situation sometimes, and especially in the horse industry, because I feel like it's, you know, it's such a funny industry, and every kind of, you know, what I'm trying to say was occupation or in any other industry anyway, people kind of deal with that. But for me, it was like getting into barrel racing. I, you know, constantly was just looking for this guidance in other people when I had the skills that I needed within myself. And I just, you know, when you're learning a new skill, you obviously want to look up to someone and have like a mentor and someone to kind of guide you, which I feel like I didn't really have in the barrel racing industry. And I kind of had to like find that for myself, which is, you know, pretty normal. But what I did have was I had people kind of pushing me towards the idea, maybe not on purpose or maybe not directly saying this, but pushing me mentally towards the idea that this is something I couldn't do. You know, whether it was people at the barn talking behind my back or, you know, and then it coming back around eventually. Or, you know, people saying, like I've heard somebody say, you know, I'm going to rush my horse and I'm going to ruin him. And I think that those people, they don't know my situation. They don't know where I've come from. They don't know my current situation, what I'm dealing with. And I think a lot of people are really quick to jump and push their own beliefs and their own ideas on other people, especially in the horse industry, in between disciplines. And I think it's not fair sometimes. And I've caught myself many times going, oh, maybe I should be doing this, or maybe I should be doing that different, or, you know, so-and-so said this, and so said that, and it's just this constant push from these outside sources that really, at the end of the day, don't matter. One, they're not on this journey with you. Two, they're not riding your horse every day. Three, they're not you. They don't know the emotions you're dealing with and the things that you're dealing with in your home life. That, you know, are going to affect your training and potentially affect, you know, the outcome of how you're going to work with your horse that day. And nobody but you, and maybe, I don't know, a close friend or people that you keep close and share that with is going to know that. So, I think just going about your business, and so many times I've tried to help people and it's just like turned around to bite me in the butt, in a couple ways. One, you know, people would go, oh, you know, just should you mind your own business and this, or, you know, it just, there's always something. There's just always something. At the end of the day, I started letting those people affect me and I let it affect who I was deep within myself. And I changed the way I was acting and the way I was interacting with other people. And which in turn changed the way I was acting towards my horses around certain people to please them or to make them feel a certain way or to make them feel better. I would put my own emotions and my own thoughts and my own needs down and aside, which is not healthy at all. And I've had to kind of step away from those relationships where, you know, it's like give. And I'm not, or sorry, take. Yeah, I'm giving. And they're just taking. And I'm not getting anything back. And it's not easy to do. But some of those relationships are some of the reasons why I doubted myself and why I, you know, struggled to just go ahead with this journey in barrel racing, because I've had these little voices in my head saying, you know, oh, she can't do it, or that was a terrible run. Oh my God, that was a fail. Oh, she's going to blow him up. Oh, she shouldn't be barrel racing him. She should be doing this. You should be doing all the events with your horse. You should be going to shows. It's just constant. And you could sit there all day and take in all this information from all these other people and dwell on it and how it affect your day, when at the end of the day it's you and your horse, and none of these other people know what the hell's going on or what you guys need to work together as a team. So I think too many times I've forgot about the own, like, my own skills and my own power that I have within myself, and that I you know, I have the experience, and I've let so many people make me feel inadequate, or like I don't, or like, you know, I you know, should be having help with this situation, which it's okay to ask for help. It's absolutely okay to ask for help. It's not okay to not believe in yourself and your own abilities to the point where you're giving up and just pushing those things on other people to deal with, instead of just dealing with it yourself. So, you know, like, I think people have totally got in my head a little bit and made me think differently about, you know, my future and my horse's future, my colt in barrel racing, and yeah, like, this is kind of going all over the place, but that's kind of what my podcasts are. I usually just talk about what's going on currently, and yeah, I think the whole moral of the whole, you know, aspect that I'm trying to kind of speak about here is, don't let anybody else take away your power and your motivation and your confidence within yourself, because you can do it. You have the ability, you have the skill, you have the foundation, and it's just believing in yourself and applying those skills. And when you have hard days, it's saying, okay, you know, that's okay. It's okay to have bad days, but was it even 1 or 2% better than my last ride? Or, you know, was it 1 or 2% better than the last time I worked with my horse, even if it wasn't a ride? And that's what I strive for. And I think I talked last time, my last chat episode, about having the short-term goal being relaxed and working on my anxiety. And I think a big role of my anxieties was these outside sources. And that's my fault 100% for letting these people, and I don't want to keep saying these people, but letting people and anything affect my motivation, my goals, and the things that I want to do in life. And that is my fault. And I've learned to not let it affect me so much, and to just kind of break things down and simplify things a little bit. One, I have the experience. Two, I've got the skill level, like I just said, the experience. I've got the resources I need. I need to just sit down, get the work done, put my head down, and not worry about, you know, what other people are saying. And that is really not easy. It's not easy. It's, and especially in the horse industry, you have all these other disciplines, and everybody thinks they know best. And it's like you ask 100 trainers the same question, you'll get 99 different answers, right? So at the end of the day, just focus on you and your horse. And that's kind of another short-term goal I've been working on, is just not letting other people's opinions of what I should be doing with my horse affect me. And, you know, there's so many people that called me out in my first year of barrel racing, and of course I'm not going to be good. I'm a rookie. I was a rookie. Last year was my, like, I didn't even show 2022 this year. So 2021 was my rookie year as a barrel racer. And of course I'm going to make mistakes, and I'm going to learn from them. And it's going to make me a better equestrian and a better person. And it has. And it's also taught me how not to act and what not to do, and things that could really be detrimental to somebody's
livelihood and the way they interact with people and their horses. And so I think the moral of this, again, we're back at what the whole point of this was, is to, one, don't take so much, don't take everything so personally, and take everything with a grain of salt. You know, somebody that says one thing about a horse, it might work for you, it might not, and you can take something from it and learn from it, and grow from it. And I think that's like the best way that we can deal with these situations. And if you're somebody who goes around the barn kind of belittling people and making people feel like they're lesser than you because of the journey that they're on, well, then I think, you know, maybe you've got some serious self reflection to go over and consider. Maybe why is this person and what they're doing upsetting you so much as an individual, and is that more of a personal issue that you're projecting onto other people? So yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. I've been struggling a little bit with just kind of like having these outside sources, you know, and it's not even people telling me what to do, it's just little comments and little, it's just little, you know, things that I take note of, and I'm sure you do as well, and you, those things can really affect you. And I think just like not taking it personally, understanding that I'm on my own journey with my horse, and I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do, and that's the way it is, right? So don't let other people affect your day and your work with your horse and your goals. And two, don't be that person that makes somebody else feel like, you know, they're not reaching their goals, or they're not in a spot that they should be in, or they're not doing the right thing, because you don't know what's best for that person. So that is what I wanted to talk about today. Yes, there was a little bit of personal stuff in there that I needed to get out as well. But that stuff's kind of been bugging me for a bit, and there was a couple of things that really stuck with me, and they shouldn't have, and I shouldn't have let it. So I just hope that this can go out to somebody else who's maybe struggling, you know, with trying to not impress someone else, but, you know, measure up to somebody else's expectations of what you're supposed to be doing. And that's just where we get into some deep, deep trouble. So just stay true to yourself and your own power and your own abilities, and go about your day and your goals with your head down, and you tell the people that are really close to you what you're doing, and the rest of them, you don't. You just keep that to yourself, and you let your work show it. And it will. If you are working hard and you're putting your head down and you're doing the right things, there will be rewards and there will be achievements, and there, you know, there's going to be some good positive stuff that comes out of that. So cheers, my friends. That is my little ranty for today. I am going to work my colt Cash, and then try to go to my other barn and work my two older horses and just enjoy them. So I hope you guys all have a wonderful Wednesday afternoon.